You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Woman Abroad, and what we're doing at the moment is doing a little bit of a roundup of what's going on during what is now Irish Heritage Month in Canada. And we're just coming off having had a wonderful year in Peterborough, neck of the woods, which was celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Peter Robinson settlements. So that was 2025. We're into 2026. And when you have a tremendous year like you had in 2025, you can't just let things lie flat. So Tim Burke is here with me from Peterborough. And Tim is going to tell us what's happening in March, because I know there's a lot of things. I've seen a lot of social media postings that are saying there's a lot happening. Tim, welcome and thanks for taking the time.
Well, thanks for having me on your show. It's an honor. I'm pretty proud of my hometown, Peterborough. I've been here my whole life, born and raised, and very happy to be part of the Peterborough Canadian Irish Club. I'm also the founder and the chair of Peterborough St. Patrick's Day Parade, which we're entering our 26th parade this year, 26th anniversary, which is crazy. I just can't believe it's been 26 years. This makes me feel old and proud, I guess, at the same time.
You must be thrilled that this year, particularly, while last year was a big year, the celebrations really got in full swing towards the latter half of the year, which would have raised the awareness of Irish. So I expect that you're looking forward to a bigger event this year than you have been for the past number of years.
Well, you know, yes, definitely. Our parade is pretty big. We get about 100 entries. We get somewhere close to about 10,000 people come out to it. So it's pretty crazy for the size of Peterborough. It's a well-established part of it. But we're definitely working on the momentum of last year. An organization called the Nine Ships.
Yes.
They were just incredible. They drove the Irish sort of message, did so many great events. The Peterborough Canadian Irish Club, again, I'm a proud member of the executive, and we did a lot of great work. It's important to remember your heritage. You know, Peterborough is a very diverse. There's a lot of stuff going on in Peterborough, but we really are an Irish town. So it was very cool to experience the Irishness of the 200th anniversary and all the great things that happened. There were so many great events last year that went on, and this year we have some great events again. The Peterborough Canadian Irish Club, they have their a little town just outside of town called Durrell, and it's referred to as the Holy Land. We also have a little town on the other side of Peterborough called Ennismore, and they're also called the Holy Land. So there's, over the years, there's been an argument of who's holier, but well, we don't know who's holier. They're both holy. So,
right. Tim, then that's going to be the parade on a particular day. And what date are you having your parade?
Yeah, so the parade is always Sunday before St. Pius Day. So this year it's Sunday, March 15th. It starts at 2 o'clock, as always. Our very first year, 26 years ago, we did it at 1 o'clock. And then the churchgoers in Peterborough, they all got a hold of me and said, like, it's too early. Can you change it to 2? So ever since that first year, but ever since then, it's been 2 o'clock.
Right.
So it kicks off. It starts at City Hall, goes all the way down our oldest street in town, George Street. That's our main street of the downtown. And ends at Morrill Park, or where our Peterborough Petes and our Peterborough Lakers play, the Memorial Center. That's our big arena. So the parade goes all the way down George Street to that park.
Right. And I think that's down near the lock, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it was because I managed to get to the lock in August when I was down there.
Not exactly. Lock 19 is a little bit east of there, but it's still, the Lock 19 is one of our most famous parts of Peterborough, but yeah, it's not too far away though. It's only about maybe a couple of miles away, but close.
Okay. And Tim, then if that's the Sunday, are there events leading up to it, and are there events after?
You know, both, but the so the Peterborough Canadian Irish Club, touching back to Durrell, that's we're having our big event out in Durrell on the Saturday, which is March 7th. And that's a great event. We have all kinds of amazing local Irish talent that plays music day long. There's some great food. A lot of the people make some authentic Irish dishes and a bit of a potluck sort of dinner featuring or lunch at that particular time. So that's really amazing. And then that's probably one of the biggest events for our Irish club of the year. And it's at the old church community center out in Durrell, which Durrell is a couple years old, right? And the old church and community center, it's just a beautiful old church. And literally it's, I don't know, 150 years old or more. So, and then after St. Paddy's Day, which the parade that is after the, on the actual day of St. Paddy's Day, there's every pub, every restaurant, Peterborough's pretty full that day. Lots of incredible Irish music. It's a big part of Peterborough, St. Patrick's Day.
And, I know in Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, all these places, they hold Cayleys. And I know the Leahy family are not too far up from up the road. So do you guys hold a Cayley?
You know, so we have a couple of times, but it's something that it's funny because I spoke to a gentleman who's in a very good Irish Celtic marching band. And we were talking about trying to put a Cayley on. Now, last year, of course, wasn't the year to do it because it was the 200th anniversary.
Right.
But moving forward, I wouldn't doubt one day there could be one in this area. It probably would probably go over very well. And we have all kinds of talent. And we have lots of marching bands. You know, we could have the games, the games that go along with it. So it's a good idea, but just maybe one day.
Take a bit of work. Take a bit of work.
Yeah, exactly.
So then around that time, I know that you'd be welcoming in and you'd love people to come in from all around the various locations and come visit.
Yes.
And given that your parade's on the Sunday, I know the one in Ottawa, Montreal and Toronto are, I think, all on Saturdays. But the Montreal one, so you guys would actually be wide open for people to come in from other locations. Yep.
We get people from all over, literally the whole area. This year, it's a nice Irish, Ireland touch. Kirsty Roach is a well-known author, and he's our Grand Marshal this year. So fantastic. We're very honored. Yeah, we had our media launch the other day.
Yeah.
And he called in from Ireland, and he talked to the media, and you know who he is, of course.
Yes.
Most people in this area do, but he's written several books. He's a historian, just an incredible wealth of information. So he's our Grand Marshal this year. It's kind of, it brings a lot of authenticity to Ireland, or sorry, to our parade, to have a gentleman of his understanding of the Irish ways to be our Grand Marshal. So we're pretty lucky to have him this year.
And his book is powerful. The book he has written is a powerful book.
Yes. Yeah. I read it the other day. I was reading I only read about 15 pages of it, but it was pretty amazing. Yes.
And it's so easy to pick it up and put it down and just zone in on a particular location particular family name.
Yeah. Well, he's come to Peterborough and done a few sort of lectures and he talks about those original families. And every time in the crowd, there's all kinds of people where were the ancestors of those original families that came over, Peter Robinson, the story, well, I'm sure you know, but in 1825, he brought over 2,024 Irish settlers in this region. And this whole area was sort of seeded by those 2,024 settlers. So there's, the Irish connection is this whole entire region has an amazingly strong Irish connection.
But Tim, congratulations on fantastic work, and I want to thank you for taking the time. Wish every success. If anybody wants to find any more, where should we direct them? Social media or where?
Well, for the parade, the best way, our website, everything's on there. We're still accepting entries, which we have we're at about 85 entries, which is great. But our website's the first letters of Peterborough St. Patrick's Day Parade, a little bit of a tongue twister. So it's pspdp.com. And there's all kinds of information on our social media for the Irish Club, which is the Peterborough Canadian Irish Club. So we have Facebook, we have the website. So you either go to my website for the parade or go to any of the social media, or there's a website, of course, for the Peterborough Canadian Irish Club as well. So there's lots of information to be found. Do a little bit of digging, and we welcome people to join us, and we welcome people to ask lots of questions and just get involved in the Irish community in Peterborough.
Thanks a million, Tim. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much for having me, sir.